God bless you. Let's sing that song again. He's here. Elijah God is here to will and do whatever we say. Behold, the bride of Christ in full array is here. Elijah God is here. God bless you as you sing.
Oh, he's here. Elijah God is here with us today. He's here to will and do whatever we say. Behold, the bride of Christ in full array. Oh, he's here.
More times now.
Holy Spirit, brother, bride, God is here with us today. He's here to do what God is here.
One more time now.
Hallelujah. He's here. Oh, Elijah, God is here with us today. He's here to will and do what
our righteous eternal Father, Lord Jesus, we are grateful, we are thankful that you are here with us, Lord. If not the Lord, the Bible says, lest Israel say, if not that the Lord is with us, the enemy will have swallowed us up. Oh, living God, we are grateful, Lord Jesus, that you are here with us, Lord. You are in every places, Lord, where your children are, Lord. We are grateful, we are thankful unto thee. You said, where two or three are gathered in your name, there you will be in their midst, Lord. We are grateful that you are here with us this evening. This morning you are with us, Lord. You perform your signs and wonders and miracles by the preaching of your word, Father. You delivered, you set free. I believe you feel with the Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, we are grateful unto thee. Thank you for the ministration of the word. Thank you for your work coming in power and demonstration of the same, O living God. Lord Jesus, we pray you take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you for always manifesting yourself in the midst of your people. Each time we gather, we are so grateful, Lord Jesus. Thank you once again for this evening that we are here. You are here with us, Lord. Also, we are grateful. Lord Jesus, we look unto thee for more of your blessing. O living God, we look unto thee for more of your anointing. We look unto thee for more of your inspiration. We look unto thee for more of your deliverances. We look unto thee for more of your master, Lord, your word to help us, to give us understanding and revelation of the same. Oh, living God, may you grant this and more unto us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, may you help us, Lord Jesus. The Bible says, I lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth, Lord. Lord Jesus, you are the only one who can help us, Lord. No man can help us. That's why we depend on you, Lord Jesus. Come once again and help us, Heavenly Father.
Reveal yourself unto us, Master. Give us understanding. Give us revelation. Do something special in our lives, Heavenly Father. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Let the saints of God to higher heights. Restore the backslider to the fellowship of the saints of Almighty God. Lord, may you fill the Holy Ghost and refill with the Holy Ghost, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Grant this, Heavenly Father. Thank you for you always hear us, Lord. Blessed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. God bless you, brethren. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Because in the Bible says that in the presence of the Lord is what? Fullness of joy. And he has not called us to come in vain. He has called us to come for a purpose. And that purpose will not be defeated in our life in Jesus Christ's name. God bless you. Let's open our Bible to the book of John chapter 11. John chapter 11, we read from verse 18 to 27. John 11, from verse 18 to verse 27. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary stood still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But I know, even though he's dead, but I do what? I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto him, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. So we are continuing with this sermon, the resurrection of Lazarus. You know, we have very short time again this evening, but no problem, wherever the time reach, that's where we are going to stop. So last Wednesday, we were looking at a man that told Brother Abraham that his church does not believe in angels in the New Testament. He said, the angels used to be, but God gave the Holy Ghost now to the church to lead the church and not angels. Brother Abraham said, but that's not true. God still have his angels in the New Testament. Then he said, Brother Abraham referred him to when the angel of the Lord met Philip while he was having meetings in Samaria and told him that go to the desert. And when he got to the desert, that was where he met Ethiopian Enoch that he led to Christ. Praise the Lord. Also, Brother Abraham did not say it, but we also know in Acts chapter 10 that the angel of the Lord came to Cornelius. When he was praying, he said, send to Joppa. He said, there is a man there called Peter. He liveth with another Peter, the tanner. So send for him. He will tell you what thou must do to be saved. And it was then when Peter came that they heard the gospel for the first time and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Also in Acts chapter 12, Brother Brown talked about Peter when Peter was in prison. He was in the midst of two soldiers and garrison of soldiers in the place to make sure that he doesn't have any way of escaping. But when God wants to do anything, who can stand against God? Nobody. I don't care who you are. No human being can stand and prevent whatever God determined to do. So it was in the midst of that army that the angel of the Lord, a light shone in the prison. The angel of the Lord came to him and tapped him and said, Peter, put on your sandals and get up. And the Bible says the chains that he was bound with did what? Fell off from his hand and his leg.
That was how they walk out of the prison. The door opening to them on their own accord. Praise the Lord. That is why nobody can stop God. There is that no person who can stop God at the time God wants to do anything. I don't care who you are. I don't care how powerful the demon is. They will give way. Because it is written that wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him what? A name that is above all names. That at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee should do what? Should bow. Of things in heaven, of things on earth, and of things under the earth. And that every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Praise the Lord. He says, in my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they shall dig any derelict, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands on the sick, and they shall do what? Shall recover. So at the mention of the name of Jesus, every name must bow. It's a must. Praise the Lord. So that is the Father of all spirit. No spirit can stand at the mention of his name. Praise ye the Lord. So Brother Bram also talked about Acts chapter 27, where the angel of the Lord met Paul when they were in the sea and there was no hope of getting delivered in the sea. And the angel of the Lord met him that there will not be any destruction of any life because of you. I am giving everybody in this ship unto thee. Nobody will be lost except the ship. And Paul met them and said, the angel of the Lord, whose servant I am, met me this night and said this and this and that. And that was exactly what happened. Praise the Lord. Then Revelation chapter 1, Brother Brown talked about the angel that showed John all that just saw in the book of Revelation. So Brother Brown said, according to Galatians chapter 1, verse 8, if an angel tell you anything that's contrary to the word of God, he said his word is a cost. So it's not every angel that a child of God will let any revelation, any angelic visitation that tells us anything contrary to the word of God, that is not the angel from the Lord. Praise the Lord. And Brother Brown said, do we want angels in our home? Of course, nobody will not want, there is nobody that will not desire to have angels around him. Because the Bible says the angel of the Lord encampeth around them that fear him and do what? And deliver them. Praise the Lord. And Brother Brown taught us that they don't come and go. Am I right? They don't come and go. They are permanent with every believer. Jesus Christ said, they are angels. Behold my Father, behold the face of my Father in heaven. So there is nobody that is a believer that doesn't have angels. See, that's security that God puts around his home. We were talking about the three major things that I see in the script, in the message in the scriptures. The eyes of the Lord watching over his home, the angel of the Lord that encampeth around his home, and when God will do what I call babambari, he did what? He gave us the Holy Ghost. Don't also forget that Barabbas taught us that God gave us his word. We are fortified behind the word of God. To do what? To offend and to defend. Praise the Lord. I don't know whether you understand what I mean by to offend. The word of God is given to us to offend and to defend. It will take the minister to understand the depth of that. May God help us. Now let's continue. Now, last Wednesday also we talked about this angel. The scripture that Brother Brown was giving the background before. You know, the scripture that we read is talking about the resurrection of Lazarus. Brother Brown was giving us a background before we get to that place. Brother Brown was talking about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ because he said before God does anything, he gives a warning. Before the Lord Jesus Christ came, there was John the Baptist to tell the people of the coming of the Lord. But the Bible said the Pharisees rejected the counsel of God to themselves, not being baptized by John. And they never saw that ministry of Jesus Christ. Then Brother was talking about the house of Zacharias, the birth of this John the Baptist. Before John the Baptist was born, God sent Gabriel
Brother Branham said, you can see minor angels. But when you see Gabriel, there is a major work to be done. That is the angels to the Jew. So when Gabriel came and told Zechariah that, he said, your prayers has been answered. Your wife will be pregnant and give birth to a son, and you call his name what? John. Zechariah doubted. Somebody he has been praying for. Of course, maybe he has forgotten about his prayer. For many, many years, I guess, forgotten about his prayer. Now the angel of the Lord stood on the right side of the altar and told him that your wife is going to have a baby. You are going to give birth to a baby. And you call his name John. Gabriel also said that he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb, and he shall prepare the way of the Lord. But Zechariah doubted. You see, that is, and what happened? Gabriel told him, I am Gabriel from the presence of the Lord. And this thing will come to pass in their time, but you'll be dumb until those things happen. You see, that's what Brother Brown said, that unbelief, it does not hinder God, but it can hinder the unbeliever from enjoying God's blessings. Praise the Lord. That is why unbelief will rob us of God's blessings sometimes. May God help us. Brother says Zechariah has he had testimonies. He has people he can refer to, a priest for that matter, who can refer to what God has done in the life of Abraham. The Bible says they were well stricken in what? In age. And yet God turned them to young man and young woman, and Sarah gave birth to Isaac according to the promise of the Lord. Now the angel of the Lord is now telling you what you have been praying for. Now you are now doubting. No wonder he was made dumb. Praise the Lord. That is why we should not doubt the word of God. The word, Abraham said, every promise of God belongs to us to do what? To enjoy. They all belong to us. But when we doubt, we consider ourselves unworthy of God's promises. It not happen. When Jesus Christ, the King of Glory, was in his own city of nativity, what happened? The Bible says he could not do many wonderful work there because of what? Their unbelief. May God help us. Even if the angel of the Lord come here today and says anything according to the word of the Lord, if we doubt it, the same thing that happened to Zechariah can happen to us. May God help us. But look at, then Brother Brown talk about the city of Nazareth. It's not new to us. Brother Brown said Nazareth was one of the worst cities in the whole world. Yes, sir. He said this was the city where Mary was. Then Brother Brown said, it doesn't matter what people do, what men and women do, you can be a Christian anywhere. Praise the Lord. If you know what you believe, you can be a Christian anywhere. It doesn't matter, like Pastor was saying this morning, we should follow the crowd. We should not follow the crowd, we should know who we believe. May God help us. Then this Mary was in Nazareth, and it was 6 months after Gabriel came to Mary and came to Zechariah. That was when the same Gabriel came to Mary and said, Mary, hail Mary, you are favored of the Lord. Blessed are thou of all women, for thou shalt conceive and have a child, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Mary said, how can this thing be? Because I know no man. Because what the angel was saying is not, it has never happened. It has never happened. No reference of it in the scripture. But there is a promise in the scripture that a virgin shall do what? Conceive.
So, but the angel told him, he said, the Holy Ghost will come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. When the power of the Most High overshadowed Mary was when God created in her womb the body that is to dwell. Praise the Lord. And Mary said, "Say, be it unto me according to your word. Behold thy handmaid, be it unto me according to your word." And Brabram said, Mary immediately was rejoicing on without having any feeling of any life. She believed and she was rejoicing. Zachariah had and was doubting and was not happy. Instead of rejoicing, he was doubting. But Mary had and she believed and she was rejoicing. Before Mary could see any sign of anything, she was already rejoicing and she was eager to go to Elizabeth to find out what the angel has spoken. Praise the Lord. Then Brother Brown said this. Let me quickly read that. Okay. Yeah. Brabant said, paragraph 49. Brabant said, oh, when people will take God at his word, God said he will heal you. Believe it. God said he will give you the Holy Ghost. Believe it. God said he will give you eternal life. Believe it. God still got his angels. He still got his man. He still got his ministry. He still got everything just as he always had. He is God, somebody going to believe his word. Praise the Lord. I say, I can see little Mary going around saying, I'm going to have a baby. Knowing no man, I'm going to have it anyhow. Praise the Lord. So Mary from there, she was eager to go to Elizabeth. And Baba said she went to Elizabeth, and when she got to Elizabeth was happy to see her. They saw each other, they embraced each other and greet themselves well. That was where Baba was talking about. Greetings that have feelings. May God help us. Baba said he was with his wife. This is something we know. He was with his wife and somebody said, hello, Sister Abraham. She just smiled. Baba said, that lady is greeting you. She said, I just smile. Raman said, I don't like these silly green greetings. He said, it cannot replace, oh, hello, God bless you. Greetings with what? With feelings. We should not be cold. You see, when we are here in the church, that is why Pastor has been saying that it is our custom that when we pray, we should say what? Amen. Amen with feelings. Not that we just, when we are called to the preaching of the word, you made the minister to be nervous. You made the minister to preach, am I speaking to these people, Jehovah's Witness, Amon? Why are these people just cold for me? May God help us. I mean, we should be happy, at least, we should be happy in the house of God. And not be so. When we come to the house of God and everybody is just looking as if something has happened. You know, it baffles you. When the word of God is going on and you say anything, people can't say amen. To sing, wahala. To say amen, no problem. Abba. It is the house of the Lord. At least, listen, please. Brethren, listen. Remember. May I say this to help somebody? Remember. Even if the man standing here is an hypocrite, do you believe that God can speak to you from him? If God can speak through a moon, even if the man standing here is an hypocrite, if you believe God that I'm not looking to the man, I'm looking to God to do something for me, God will anoint that man to say something that will be of help unto you. Praise the Lord. So how much more servants of God that we don't have any accusing finger in their life, we can't point any accusing finger to their life. Do you believe that servants of God pray before they come here? Do you believe?
If they prayed and you prayed, should we be expecting God to come on the scene? But when we come here and sometimes we are cold, you made the service to be hard for the ministers. May God help us. Except the man is talking rubbish, he's talking Jehovah's Witness message to you. Except he's talking nonsense. But if he's speaking this same awesome word of God, there's no reason why we should be cold. There's no reason why we should be sad. There's no reason why we should not respond to the word. May God help us. Pray for your ministers. See, all of us want to see God in our midst. You want to see God. I want to see God. Even when I'm preaching, I need God here. How much more? Even when somebody is preaching. Praise the Lord. So, greetings with feelings. We should not be... I don't believe the Spirit of God will be happy when we are cold. May God help us. So, Brother Brown was talking about Porida. We know Porida. I mean, so at least some of us, we know Porida. He's a minister. Brother Brown said, Porida, I think he was fussing with his wife one morning. So, and then he was to go to work. So that morning, maybe they didn't agree on one issue. So that morning, the brother asked the wife that I'm going. So the brother got to the door. He kisses his wife as they normally do. They got to the gate, he said bye-bye. The sister also said bye-bye as they always do. But Paul that was going, Brahma said, that greeting does not have that it doesn't have feeling in it. Though they greeted normally, but there was no feeling in that greeting. Paul that was going, he said, what if something happened to me? Said the Lord will not want me to just go like that. So he came back, rushed back home. Rabbi said he rushed back home, opened the gate, opened the door. He saw his wife at the back of the door crying. So he just grabbed the woman, embraced her, kissed her very well. After kissing her, then he didn't see anything. He just went again to the door. The wife said, he kissed his wife again, bye-bye. Got to the gate, bye-bye. He said, this time around, the difference was that there was feeling in it. Praise the Lord. May God help us. We should do things, especially in the house of God, as living stones. As living stones. Not that we'll be. Are we watching the man of God to say something wrong? Eh? Let me ask us. Are you watching his mouth for him to say something wrong? Because, is that what you are watching? That you are looking at him as cold as anything? Eh? Abba. May God help us. Praise the Lord. So while they were greeting, Rabbi said they were greeting, they were exchanging pleasantries. When Mary said, I'm happy to know that you are going to have a son, Elizabeth. He said, yes. It's true that I'm going to have a son. He said, it's true I'm pregnant. He said, but ever since I took him, this baby has not moved. He said, the baby seems as if the baby is dead in the womb. And he said, that is the reason why I'm hiding myself. Then Mary said, the angel of the Lord, it is sharing our own testimony too. He said, Gabriel, the angel of the Lord, met me and told me I'm going to have a son without knowing any man. He said, I will call his name Jesus. Brother said, immediately that name Jesus was mentioned for the first time in mother's name. He said, the baby in the womb, joined the womb, leaped for joy and came to life. Praise the Lord. Because there is something about that name. Hallelujah. There is something we should... Brother Bram said this before. Brother Bram said, when Moses went to Egypt with the rod that God said he should go with that turned to snake, he said that rod in his hand was like the name of Jesus in the mouth of any believer. Brother Bram said, if the Egyptians should have outsmarted him and taking that rod from him, he said they've beaten him. He will not be able to do anything in that place. But they can't do it. He said, if Satan should take that name away from our mouth, we are done with it. Praise the Lord. So there is something about that name, and we should not call that name in vain. Praise the Lord. We should not call that name in vain, because there is something about the name of Jesus. I just told you, the Bible says, in my name, Jesus Christ said, in my name they shall cast out devils. Bible says, wherefore God has highly exalted him, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. So there is something about that name of Jesus Christ. We should take it with reverence, and we should not allow the devil to take that name away from our mouth. Praise the Lord. Brother said, if that name we quicken, we bring to life a dead baby in the womb. He said, how much more with that name heal a sick man? How much more with that name raise the dead? How much more with that name do you grant our heart desire to us? Praise the Lord. And the Bible also said, just like that, he said, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Elizabeth herself. He said, when since the greeting of the mother of my Lord came to me, he said, the baby in my womb did what? Leap for joy. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we see you have some time. Now, let's look at this John. The Bible says John will be filled with the Holy Ghost from the womb. That's what the angel told Mary. And that was exactly what happened. And that is also, that also tells us, brethren, we, pastor has said this in the morning, we often say it. Anything, any prophet that will see anything that will not come to pass is a false prophet. Whatever God says, and Brother also said it here. Whatever we are coming to it, whatever God says, it must come to pass. Because it's God. God did not, is not learning more. Oh, mercy. God, nothing will make God to change his mind. God is not learning, and nothing can overcome the plan and the program of God. So how will God say anything and it will not come to pass? May God help us. So John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Ghost from the womb. And the Bible says, according to history, we were told that John the Baptist, after his father and his mother died, at the age of 9, he went to the seminary. God bless you. I like that. At the age of 9, he didn't go to the seminary. He went to the wilderness. The only time Holy Ghost in him led him to the wilderness. Because he has a major work to do, and he didn't go to the seminary. If he has gone to the seminary, you know, you become a priest like his father. Why didn't the Pharisees? Because he's their son now. They had the testimony of their of his father and his mother before they died. Why don't they take him to come to their seminary and teach him how to identify the Messiah? Is that possible? They can't get it. The Holy Ghost led him to the wilderness at the age of 9 to teach him neology. Neology to know how he will identify the Messiah. Praise the Lord. And you know one thing? When it was time for him to come out, before he came out, the same Holy Ghost taught him and told him the path of the word is to fulfill. He doesn't just go out and start preaching anyhow, start preaching repentance. He knows where he's standing. He knows what he's doing. He knows the portion of the word that he is fulfilling. Praise the Lord. Oh, wonderful. He doesn't just come out just in vain, I mean, just big like that. He knows who he was. He knows what he's to do. He was taught with the Holy Ghost how, what part of the portion of the word he is to fulfill. And he came out for that purpose, to identify the Lamb of God that will take away the sin of the world. Praise the Lord. See, God will not send a man out without him knowing what is to do. Oh, sure. Wonderful. It's a mystery, but it's the truth. God will not send a man out without any message to give. God will not send a man out without a purpose to achieve in his body. No, sir. Everyone that God sent out, they know what they are to do. They know what the path that they are fulfilling in the world. They know their position. They know what they are doing. Praise the Lord. So John came out in the wilderness and was baptizing people unto repentance. And he told the people that there is one in your midst. I'm baptizing you now with water. But as somebody in your midst that will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. He said, I said, now I don't know him, but he that sent me told me how I will know him. And when the Lamb of God came, the sign that God gave to him, he saw it in him. And the next day he saw it, said, behold the Lamb of God. That do what? That taketh away the sin of the world. Praise the Lord. Then Brother Brown said, listen attentively. Brother Brown said, this man with the Holy Ghost, he said, even when Herod came to his meeting, he said, he pointed it to his face that it is not lawful for you to take your brother Philip's wife. He said, Brother said, how can a man with the Holy Ghost not speak against sins, not speak against sin when it is before him? It's not possible. May God help us. We can take the ministers and make them our enemy. But will that stop God from doing his work? No, no, no. What God put in their mouth to say, what God inspired them to say, what God annoyed them to say, they will say with regardless of whose source is creep. Praise the Lord. A true servant of God will not compromise the word of God for anybody. May God help us. Then, may I say this? The same Holy Ghost that we make a man of God to identify his position, to identify what is to do. The same Holy Ghost we make the believers of that day to identify the man that have been sent to their age. Whether we say amen or not, that is the truth. Because this Holy Ghost that was upon the man that is preaching that God has sent to his age, that same Holy Ghost is in the life of them that will recognize him. Because their Holy Ghost is from the same source. Praise the Lord. That is why it's not difficult for us to say Brother Abraham said. Or to hear that Brother Abraham said. It doesn't offend us. Praise the Lord. Apostle Paul said. He said, is any one of you a prophet or spiritual? He said, let him acknowledge that the word that this thing I've written unto you, they are what? That I have written unto you, they are what? The commandment of the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you are a prophet or spiritual, you will recognize that Paul was the messenger of your age, of that age, I mean to say. Praise the Lord. Let him acknowledge that these things that I write unto you, they are the commandment of the Lord. The Bible says, God made his way known unto Moses, and his house unto what? The children of Israel. Why don't God make his way known unto the children of Israel? It's not possible. Because God has a pattern and a program. He made his way known unto Moses and his heart unto the children of Israel. You want to know the way out in the wilderness or the way out to the promised land, you have to follow Moses. If you don't follow Moses, you are what? You are lost. Praise the Lord. So, why will I be offended by hearing what Abraham said? What will offend me in that? The Spirit of God, by the grace of God in me, agrees that Brother Abraham is the messenger of this day. And everything he said, by the grace of God, I find grace of God to believe them. I don't have to argue with him. God forbid I will argue with him. May I say this also? When I came around the message, what I know now, I don't know, but what I know since I started preaching was not what I knew before I started preaching. By the grace of God, I believe I know better now. Praise the Lord. I know far, far better by the grace of God than what I knew before I started preaching. So we know it is not all of us will not get to that level at the same time. Yeah. Because God has is the way he deals with each and every one of us. But nobody will argue with his guide. Praise the Lord. Nobody will argue with his guide. If you argue with your guide, you will be lost. That's the thing. May God help us. And while we are talking about the way, God made his way known unto Moses, his heart unto the children of Israel. What is the way? What is the way, brethren? God bless you. Jesus is the way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father but by me. That is why God made his way known unto Moses. It is meant unto Moses to know his way. Though the pillar of fire was there, everybody sees the pillar of fire, isn't it? But the true way, what to do at each time, is made known to Moses. Praise ye the Lord. God bless you. So in the journey of the children of Israel that we are talking about, Brother Abraham said in paragraph 62, let's look at what Brother Abraham said there. No, before paragraph 62, just before paragraph, just go to paragraph 62, on top of it. Let's look at that thought before we close. Paragraph 62. 61, the last part of 61, the last part of 61. The last part of 61, yeah. Just the last part, just before paragraph 62. Okay, now, a little up. No. Okay, let me just say, that place, yes, it's okay like that. Oh, how I love him. How God always keeps his word. God will keep his word every time. Not 99 times out of 100, but 100 out of 100. God will keep his word. Amen. You see that? God will keep his word 100%. Not 99.9% or 99.98%. 100%. God will keep his word. Praise the Lord. In the journey of the children of Israel, Brother Abraham said, God told them that I will take care of you in their journey. Brother Abraham said, they just came out by the bare word that God spoke to Moses. And when they got to the Red Sea, God performed signs, God performed miracles for them. God took them to the other side of the sea. And when their enemy assailed to continue pushing after them, God told Moses to put his rod on the water again, and the water closed on the enemy. Their enemy were dead on the sea. But Abraham said, when they saw their enemy, the taskmasters that has driven them to do what they would not have done, when they saw them dead in the sea, what happened? Abraham said, Moses raised up his hand and sang in the spirit. Miriam took tambourine. I was singing, and the other children of Israel, daughter of Israel, were running after her, praising the Lord by the shore. Abraham said, that is how it will be when you see the enemy that has made you to smoke, made you to drink, made you to do what you not have want, or what you didn't want to do. But when you are doing those things, you are a slave to those things. Sure. I discovered that Nigerians, they are perfect slaves to money. Honestly. Nigerians, I'm saying Nigerians, so I'm not saying Christians.
Nigerians, they are perfect slaves to money. Oh, it wonders you. They can't see money and just take off their eyes. They see money, they must get that money by all cost. Oh, mercy. I didn't want to refer to something that just maybe to look and say, oh God, have mercy on these people. You put people in the government to keep the law. They will be there to keep the law, but yet they will be taking bribe from the people to do contrary to the law. Just wonder. Look at what the one that Pastor mentioned today, Emefiele. Hey, merciful God. I was just wondering, this man in that kind of a position, if you see the pound sterling, the euros and the dollars they met in his house, oh mercy. If you watch the video, in fact, it will baffle you. You just wonder. Oh, may God have mercy. It's Nigerians. Oh, mercy God. Any Nigerians, they are just slave to money. It's a terrible thing. See money and take off. This is not my home. Just go and take off your eyes. It's a problem. May God help us. May we not be Nigerians. What is not my home? What have I got to do with it? This money is not my home. Why will I have to kill myself because of the money that's not my home or want to have it? Why? It doesn't belong to me. There is a legitimate way God ordained for his children to have money. Oh, yes. A legitimate way to have money. And that is the way a Christian should make his money. But when it's coming to a place, a time where you have to do some crooked things or do some things to get money. God, they accumulate and accumulate and accumulate and accumulate and accumulate. Hey! There was one Tafa in the, IG? In the time of, Abasanjo. Tafa Ologun, come and see the money they met in his house too. That time. How some people will go and bury money under the ground in their house. For what? Nothing. And why? Oh, mercy. Look at what Emefiele did. Many died because of the policy that he was enforcing. And we learned that this policy that they were enforcing then was bringing money to their pocket. Yeah. Nibs was bringing money to his own pocket. And yet people are dying with your, because of your greediness. May God have mercy on us. This nation, it will only take Christ to redeem us in this nation, to deliver us. So, Brother Brown was talking about being enslaved by these evil spirits. They are all evil spirits. There is no doubt about that. You are telling lies, you are possessed with evil spirit. You are stealing, it is the same evil spirit. You are dubious, now the same evil spirit. Anything that we do that is evil, there is an evil spirit behind it. There is no doubt about that. Whether we like it or not, I was telling the children in the morning, if you are telling lies, you say it is just lie. It's an evil spirit. It is an evil spirit. And that evil spirit is so sneaky, so much that it attaches itself to so many people. They even claim that they know Jesus Christ. They tell lies like anything. Evil spirit. I was telling them this morning that you cannot have any evil spirit in your life and go to God's kingdom. It's not possible. Yeah. Any evil spirit in our life will take us away from this kingdom. Anyone. I don't care how small or how big the evil spirit. See, something that used to baffle me. Somebody, this like this Emefiele now, if he doesn't repent, he's taken to be a thief. He stole Nigerians' money, diverted Nigerians' money to his own pocket. He has taken how many, only God knows how many millions and billions that will have fetched him. Look at an ordinary man that will just go and steal 50 naira. Whether you stole 50 naira or you stole billions upon billions of dollars, they are both what? Thief. And whether it is 50 naira or it is billions of dollars, it is the same evil spirit behind it. The same evil spirit. So, and let me say it again. Any evil spirit in our lives will keep us away from the kingdom. No doubt about that. Anyone, let it be whether small or big or middle or anything. Any evil spirit in our life will keep us away from God's kingdom. That's what Abraham said. A Christian doesn't have any goal. What it means is he doesn't have any demon in his life. He's clean from inside out. Oh, is it any goal that he? Yeah, I think. Yeah. He's clean. A Christian is clean from inside out. There is no evil in his life, no demon, no nothing in his soul. Because the Holy Spirit is residing in that soul. Not that demon will not come to tempt him. They will come, but the master of the house will cast them out. Praise the Lord. So let it settle in our mind. Any demon in our soul will keep us away from his kingdom. Praise the Lord. So Abraham said, when these people saw these demons that have driven them to things, when they saw them in the sea, it brought joy to their souls. And that is why a Christian will always be happy. Yesterday, or some years back, you were doing something evil. And you see God deliver you from that evil. Now you are the master of that evil. How will you not rejoice? May God help us. See, Christianity is not theory like we used to say. Christianity is not theory. It is practical. It is real. It is life. It's more than coming to church. May God help us. May you not look as if we are talking something that is not possible. These things are possible. These things are real. Praise the Lord. So, Abraham said, mercy. I don't know whether this time will be. Okay, this time cannot take us to get you to where I want us to reach. But then, anyhow, we're close. But Abraham said, when these people, after they crossed the Red Sea and they were in the wilderness, a night came that the food that they brought from Egypt finished. And the next day, there was nothing for them to eat. But Abraham said that God has promised that he will take care of them. It is not for them to be asking, what are we going to eat today? That is God's responsibility. That is God's. That's supposed to be God's problem. Not our problem. Let me read it the way he said it. As we try to close. Let me see. Yes, sir. Okay, paragraph 69. Paragraph 69. Let me quickly read. Oh, sure, yes, sir. God keep his word. He keep it with Moses. He kept it with Moses, rather. Always keep it. And I think of that night when they went in there, didn't have no bread. The little bread they had on top of their head in the trough, it was all gone the next morning. All that they had, are you there? Okay. All that they had, nothing to eat. When they went in and laid down, it not their business to worry. Wasn't nothing to eat. No corn feed to get into. No place to grow any corn. There was nothing but a big old desert. Not even a sprig of grass. How are we going to get anything to eat? That's not your question. That's God's question. He said, I will take care of you. I am the Lord. I am Jehovah Jireh. The Lord's provided sacrifice. I will make a way when there is no way. I am the way. Praise the Lord. He promised to make a way where there is no way. He himself is even what? The way. Praise the Lord. Let's close here. Because we can't even get to where I want us to get to. Praise the Lord. That is the way how our God, we have been looking at all these things. The things, the promises of God to believers. What God expects of us. And what we should expect from God too, being his believing children. And how we should take our God, being his believing children. God will not leave us to suffer. God, it is not his will that we should suffer or we should be sad. It is not his will that the enemy should just drive us, be driving us to do what is contrary to his word. It is his will that we should be Christians and Christian indeed. May God help us. And that is the very purpose, brother. That is the very purpose why he has called us. To be what? Christian indeed. That is the very purpose Kusin can mean. That is the major purpose I mean to say. To be what? To be Christian indeed. May God help us. Let's bow down our heads and talk to the Lord.
In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. We have heard the word of the Lord. If you want to be remembered in prayer, why don't you raise up your hand for his servants to pray for us? God bless you, sir.
Blessed Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you for your grace that has sustained us since we came in here in the morning. Thank you for the fellowship we had around your word in the Sunday school, morning stroke afternoon, and this afternoon stroke evening. Our Master and our God, very soon we'll be dismissing not from your presence but to leave the auditorium. Lord Jesus, may your presence accompany each and every one of us to our homes. Remind us of the things that you have taught us today. May we not be forgetful hearers. May we not be hearers and not the doers of your word. May that not be our portion. After we have been given the privilege to hear your word, Father, give us more of that privilege, O God, of that grace, of that mercy. Oh, Father God, to be able to live by every iota of your word. For that is what you taught us, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded forth from the mouth of the living God. Grant it, our Master. Blessed be thy name, Lord. You say it's not everyone that said, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom, but they that do the will of your Father, which is in heaven. By living by your word, he's doing your will, because your word is your will. Help us, O God. Master, your word does two things. Each time we hear it, it's either he walk on us and making us ready for the rapture, or if we turn our back to it, it's going to definitely stand against us on the day of judgment. Father, may that not be our portion. May this message get us ready as the prophet has taught us that we have need of it. For therein lay rapturing faith. Lord, may we continue to accumulate rapturing faith as the day goes by. Thank you, our Father. Lord, it is the time has come, and soon we'll be leaving the auditorium to go back to our home by whichever means we are going. Public transport, private vehicle, those who climb Okada, those who ride keke, whichever, oh God, may your presence take us home safely. Lord, it's another week all together, and we are faced, Lord, with responsibilities on the right and left, in the front and back. And students, workers, businessmen and women, housewives, whatsoever, oh God, those who will move within the town, our Master, may your presence protect us from all evil, from all danger, from all wicked plans of the enemy, in the name of Jesus Christ. The things that we have heard, oh God, today, Lord, may we not be forgetful hearers, Lord. May we meditate upon those things and think about them and pray over them, oh God. Grant it, Heavenly Father. We cannot but remember, Lord, the vessels that you have used, Lord, to bring these things, to remind us of those things today. May you bless them. Lift up the honor of their ministries is our prayers. Take all the glory and honor. Lord, the services before us on Wednesday, they are there. Lord, may it be a blessing. May you draw us closer to yourself by that service. Lord Jesus, whatever is laid before us, even our personal studying of your word and consecration and prayer. The prophet told us prayer is the breath of the nostril of a Christian. Lord, you said the first thing in the morning is family altar. The last thing in the night is family altar. Those that are not doing it, Father, make them to see the reason of doing it. Those that are doing it, may you bless them the more. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. For granting these petitions, Lord, because we have asked them all with all faith and thanksgiving in the name of our Master and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, church. Shalom to your souls. Amen and amen. Shall we rise on our feet? Let's rise on our feet. Don't forget to pray for one another. The reason, well, I don't know. We don't have school, we go to learn how to pray. You learn how to pray by praying. You see, you just find time. You just find time to pray. By the time you pray for Bramotos and his family, pray for Brabatomi and his family, Brother Moses and his wife, and so on and so forth. Before you know what's happening, you have spent hours. But some of us, we hold that phone. I don't know what you are looking in that phone. I don't know. It depends on the area you are visiting your phone. You hold that phone for hours. God help us. That phone is supposed to be a blessing to us. I believe it's a blessing to us. But don't forget that phone is worse than television. That phone in your hand is worse than television. And the Lord, the angel of the Lord told the prophet, don't put television in your house. Amen. If God told the prophet, don't put television in your hand, will you put one? If you will put one, if you will not put one, something, a device that is worse than that, will you allow that to carry you away? May God deliver us from all evils. Blessed be his holy name. Let's sing a hymn and then we close the service for the day. Don't forget, Brother Adeomi is in the mission field. Please, 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 please. This is what Brother Brian was always saying. When he's leaving for mission, he tells his church to be praying for him. Please be praying for him. You hear me, so? Be praying for him. That God will, as usual, as he uses him here, he will use him over there to be a blessing to his children. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me see. There's a song I want you to see, but okay. Let's just sing one. They all have their messages. And the messages are gospel-oriented. Because the composers were inspired by God. That is why the hymns never get old. They serve every generation. The hymn that Sonia they started with, they are trash now. Nobody plays them. Whereas when you newly release them, everywhere you hear them. But unlike our hymns, every generation they serve Christians. Blessed be God. Let's see 53. There's a land that is fairer than they. Sing now, oh, there's a land that is fairer than this. And by faith we can see it afar. For the Father was over the way to prepare us a dwelling place. In the sweet, in the sweet by Abba, hallelujah, oh, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. Oh, in the sweet by Abba, oh, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. We shall see on the beautiful shore. The melodious source of the blood, and our spirit shall sorrow no more. Not a sign for the blessings of red. In the sweet, in the sweet, in the sweet, by Abba, we shall meet. On the beautiful shore, oh, in the sweet by Abba,
Sweet.